Bill Shannon is a Pittsburgh-based artist and performer who might be better known outside the city than within it. Shannon's latest work combines dance and innovative wearable technology to explore how we relate to our bodies in the digital age. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll reports.
You wake up in the morning and you check your Twitter feed, and then you look at your Facebook and your Instagram, and you're literally like feeling crushed.
That's Bill Shannon discussing his love-hate relationship with social media. Many people feel the same, but Shannon did more than simply shut off his Facebook. He's a dancer and choreographer with international credits, including work with Cirque du Soleil. And for more than a year, he's been developing a piece titled Touch Update during a residency with the Kelly Strayhorn Theater.
Okay, cool. That looks really sweet.
That's Shannon in rehearsal. He and four dancers occupy a sunny, second-floor studio in Friendship, overlooking Penn Avenue. Shannon sits along one wall on a cushion at a low table with a laptop computer cueing the music.
I really like the moment where you brought in like that wave.
Like most new dance works, there's an element of collaboration between choreographer and performers. And like most premieres, 10 days before the debut performance, it's still being developed.
I think there's opportunity for you to turn your back to even deflect more attention to that moment.
Touch Update will run 70 minutes and has sections with working titles like Point and Click, Swipe Left, and Ball and Chain Laptop.
Touch Update was about, you know, physical, like moving toward the physical contact. What does it mean to be really connecting to people around you, and how the internet has this duality of both alienating us and allowing this sort of real distancing and fracturing, while at the same time connecting us in ways that weren't previously impossible.
Shannon is an interdisciplinary artist, and to critique how we use technology, he personally designed and fabricated some cutting-edge tech. There's a video sculpture with seven screens hung on a frame like a metal tree that dancers interact with. Then there's the masks the dancers wear for parts of the show. Each mask includes a multifaceted rear projection screen that shows different parts of a dancer's face at once for a bizarre sort of cubist effect. Shannon said the technique is his response to how video is usually used in dance, as either a backdrop or as a spectacle in itself.
I've seen these dance performances where the video is interactive and it's taking over. It's almost like the dancer could like die on stage and lay there and there would still be a great show happening. I felt like, you know, that there's got to be a better way to use a video in relationship to the physical body that makes the body the preeminent source.
I like how he really tries to use the human body and the human presence to bring his technical art to life.
That's Taylor Knight, one of the dancers. But there's also another important, if subtle, element to Touch Update. Shannon first gained attention years ago for dancing on unique rocker bottom crutches. While his style also incorporated street dance and even skateboarding, his use of crutches grew out of living with a degenerative hip condition. Shannon thought both critics and viewers misunderstood his art.
In other words, I dance to overcome a disability, or, you know, that he used his disability to make a spectacle of himself.
So for Touch Update, Shannon taught his movement style to the four dancers without disabilities who perform without crutches. Dancer Anna Thompson explains.
We go into it with our own history of movement styles that live in our body. So it's a process of reprogramming our reflexes to this completely different physics that he has that we don't have.
This heady mix of contemporary dance and new technology premieres Friday, May 11th at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater as part of the New Moves Dance Festival. I'm Bill O'Driscoll, 90.5 WESA News.
A second performance of Touch Update takes place May 12th.